In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that the Democrats have taken over Congress, the feminists are talking about resurrecting the Equal Rights Amendment, known as ERA. One of them said this would be a great way to commemorate the elevation of Nancy Pelosi as the first woman Speaker of the House. That's a terrible idea. The purpose of the United States Constitution is not to honor people you admire, but to set forth the rights of the American people and the limitations we place on government. The ERA states, "Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex." Now, please note, the ERA does not use the word woman. It uses the word sex. It is clear beyond a shadow of a doubt that the biggest effect of ERA would be to put same-sex marriage into the U.S. Constitution. If a man and a man are refused a marriage license, that would be denying a right on account of sex, a violation of ERA. It's also totally clear from the passage of 27 state marriage constitutional amendments that the American people do not want same-sex marriage to be legalized, much less constitutionalized. The feminists are whining that women are paid only 77 cents to every dollar paid to men. That's a complete lie. It is already illegal for a company to pay a woman 77 cents and a man a dollar for the same work. Equal pay for equal work has been the law of our land for 40 years. The 77 cent versus a dollar figure refers to the average pay of all women versus the average pay of all men. And that figure includes women like me, who spent 25 years as a full-time homemaker raising my six children without any paid salary, so I will never earn in the labor force what can be earned by a man or woman who spends a lifetime in the labor force. In 1982, the U.S. Supreme Court declared the Equal Rights Amendment dead, and that's where it should stay, dead and buried.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Would you like to be better informed about the pervasive influence of the feminists in our schools and colleges, the media, and the military? Go to our website, eagleforum.org, and you'll find helpful up-to-date information about Phyllis Schlafly's regular reports and her new book titled Feminist Fantasies. That's at eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. and make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and a man who says they told him he was gullible, and he believed them, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Yes, I am pretty gullible. I am. I believe everything Beth tells me. And I believe her. And then she can't find my coffee cup. And she was the one that lost it. But anyway, let's not worry about that. Christmas is a-coming. And so is G.B. Oliver. He'll be in studio here next week several days. I'm going to pick him up at the airport Monday, and he'll be here all week. We have several speaking engagements, and it's going to be a fun thing. So Christmas is coming. GB is coming. That's the fun part. The more darker side is so is credit card debt. It's on its way. And I have an Associated Press article here. It says, check your holiday credit card bills closely. Some credit card companies are raising interest rates on their good customers, even if they pay down their balances on time every month. The reason they cite is that the customer's credit rating has fallen elsewhere. And then they're talking about, and by the way, the Senate has a subcommittee on investigations. And Senator Carl Levin is sponsoring legislation that would restrict credit card interest rates. But one of these people that testified was a lady that had been paying extra all the time, paying extra to pay down her credit card. And she'd done this for months. And then when she saw the balance, she hadn't paid but $300 or something. And she'd paid like $3,000. And it upset her. She was paying 18% interest, 18% to start with, and they bounced her up to 24.25%. See, I'd go without food and water before I would borrow money at that kind of an interest rate. I mean, I wouldn't eat, I wouldn't move, I'd sit right there and do nothing rather than pay that kind of an interest rate. People think they have to have money that obviously they don't have to have. It goes on. This is an AP article. Some major credit card companies, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, Capital One, Financial Corp, they all say they will discontinue this practice of raising customers' interest rates based solely on a credit report. But then today, as I mentioned, Christmas is coming, and the credit card companies are wanting to take advantage. Just came in the mail to me today from the World Finance Corporation. This is a worldly finance corporation, and they want me to borrow $2,500. The holidays are fast approaching. Will you be ready? Let us help with a cash loan up to $2,500. Just call or come by our office. And I guess they have offices everywhere because this is the World Financial Corporation, and they have an office here not too far from where I'm sitting right now. Now, you know, so what if Christmas is coming? And so what if you don't have money? Oh, but our little kids, We need to buy this and we need to... No, you don't. Listen, I grew up in the Depression. I remember when kids that were plenty old enough to have had bicycles didn't have a bicycle. Plenty old enough to have BB guns did not have a BB gun. Our folk couldn't afford it. That's what they would say. Hey, just tell the kids, look, we don't have any money. You'll get over it. I mean, all of the kids, I say all because there were some rich people back during the Depression, but a high percentage of the nation's population did not have any money. And so they didn't have a fancy Christmas. Can't we live without all of these extra things that people think you're supposed to have? Anyway, so much for the credit card crunch. Now, Europe's inflation is likely to prompt the central bank to raise interest rates 5 days before the Fed is expected to lower them here. The force, and by the way, back to this credit card thing, here these credit card companies are charging from 18 to 24%, yet those same banks pay 4% interest. Now, maybe it's 4.25%, I don't know, 4-something. But that's ridiculous, looks to me like. Anyway, it kind of goes along with $3 gasoline. But Europe's inflation is likely to prompt the central bank to raise interest rates 5 days before the Fed is expected to lower them here. The force pushing the dollar is building, and there's a real danger the currency will tumble out of control. Now, for whatever it's worth, the dollar is now worth, it's lost 40% since 2001, since Y2K, actually. If you put money away, stuffed it under the mattress in 2001, it would only be worth 60 cents today. And I keep hearing that from people. What, in the office the other day, one of the folks heard me talking about the dollar and how it's lost value. And he said, you know, it's lost 60% or 40% or whatever it was. And I said, since when? It's lost 90-some percent. In my lifetime, what I used to buy for a nickel cost $1, $1.50 today. But anyway, let's go back to Europe. Inflation in Europe is now above the range the European Central Bank has said it will tolerate. And there's a good chance the bank will raise short-term interest rates. You say, well, what does that have to do with us? Well, with U.S. interest rates headed lower, the result would be another big boost for the euro, another hit to the dollar, a continued move away from the U.S. dollar by the central banks in Asia. In other words, if the interest rates are going up in Europe, they're going to pull their money out of our investments here because, hey, they can make another half a point by going to Europe with it. I borrowed a lot of money, as I've mentioned over the years, but I borrowed some money one time from a church group. Most churches are broke. This particular church had money to lend. And I met this gentleman at a farm finance meeting. And he said he was with this particular church, which I'm not going to name. And I said, well, what are you doing here? And he says, we have money to lend. And I said, I'm looking at a farm to buy. And anyway, this is when interest had gone up to like 7 or 8% on the West Coast. And it was back in the late 70s. I'm sorry, it was back in the late 60s. And he said he loaned me the money at 5%. And he said, you know, I could send it to the West Coast and make 3% more. But he said, I'm going to loan you the money. Banks don't feel that way today. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I'm looking at an article here. I just received my copy of the Whistleblower magazine. That is a monthly publication of WorldNetDaily.com. And Joseph Farah is saying, and he's quoting some of the top business papers in the country. He says millions of America will face hard economic times in 2008. Recession or no, Americans better get ready to tighten their belts, says Business Week. We may see a panic in 2008, reports the UPI. Housing prices have plummeted after reaching dizzying heights. Stock markets have skyrocketed to record highs, only to lose 1,000 points the next day. The U.S. dollar loses more value every day against foreign currencies, pushing oil and gold to new highs. Now, back to the article I was talking about before. Europe's inflation, they tell us here that U.S. interest rates headed lower. The result would be another big boost for the euro and the U.S. dollar in Asia. In other words, it would a continued move away, I'm sorry, from the U.S. dollar in Asian banks and banks in Russia and the Middle East, and higher prices for gold and oil. I have with me today our good friend and colleague, Craig Smith. He is president and CEO of SwissAmerica.com, 1-800-BUICOIN. Craig, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, thank you, Derry. Merry Christmas to you and the staff over there at Lear.
Yeah, very Merry Christmas to you and your staff as well. By the way, can you believe people get suckered into paying up to 24% on a credit card?
You know, it doesn't surprise me, quite frankly, Derry, because most people are just not educated to how money works. I mean, you and I have talked about this before. In school, we teach reading, writing, arithmetic. We teach kids how to put condoms on bananas, which I'm not sure what that's for. But do we teach them anything about money? And you said it so well in the intro to this program, Derry. when you and I were kids, you just didn't go out and borrow money to get whatever you wanted. You waited till you could afford it. But we live in a instant gratification society right now. People go out, they have to have the big screen, and they don't take a moment to look at what the interest rate is going to cost them if they don't pay it off by the time the bill comes. And so, to answer your question, I wish people knew better, but unfortunately they don't, and that's why we're in the mess we're in.
You know, like I stated earlier in the show, I remember, listen, I was born in 32. That was right in the depth of the Depression. And little kids, it was always kind of sad to me. I remember in the third grade, we used to draw names, you know, at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you drew names and you got, and then kids would trade their name for some girl that they liked better or something. But, you know, there was kids that didn't have enough money to buy, a rubber ball on a little rubber band that you hit and it would come back and you hit it again. You remember those things?
You bet.
Yeah. They didn't have enough money to go spend a dime and get something like that. And you know, they wouldn't show up the day that we had the name drawing thing. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
And we have returned. The clock caught me there before I finished my last statement, Craig, but I was going to say, I remember how poor these kids were.
Mm-hmm.
But they're now my age. They're in their 70s. Some of them are still around town. I know where they are, and I visit with them occasionally. And you know, they made good people. They weren't handicapped. When they got out, they knew, they learned if they were going to survive, they were going to have to get a job and hold it and work and be successful. And they were, and they did. So, you know, I think we've just gone totally overboard.
Well, I agree, Derry. And let me tell you, believe it or not, everything that you said at the intro of this program ties together, because you started with credit card debt and then you started talking about the falling dollar. Debt in America, whether it's just on credit cards or corporations or government, we now exceed, just in government debt, $9 trillion. And what's happened is it's taken its effect on the U.S. dollar. And there's an old saying, Derry, that when America catches a cold, the world gets the flu. And that's what we're starting to see happen now. But for the first time in the history of the country, the first time in the history of America's dollar being used as an international reserve currency, we now see cracks in the facade. You've got countries like Saudi Arabia who are talking about removing the peg to the U.S. dollar because as the dollar drops in value, we export inflation to their nation because their currency is tied to ours, so things cost them more money because the dollar doesn't go as far. It's the same thing that's happened in Venezuela, Iraq, Iran. I mean, I could give you a whole list of countries that now have their, almost all the OPEC countries are discussing doing away with their peg to the U.S. dollar. So it's all tied in. And the reality is, Derry, we've been living beyond our means personally, governmentally, and corporately for 40 years. It's all starting to catch up with us at once. And now we could be faced with a huge potential problem in the dollar not being the reserve currency of the world. Now, that would be fine if we hadn't sold off our manufacturing base. That would be fine if we had low debt levels. But given the fact that we need the rest of the world to stay alive because we've sold off all of our manufacturing, given we need the world to stay alive because we borrow $2.5 billion a day, we could be headed for a very rough time here. Now, the old-timers who listen to this program say, that's great. It's time we tighten our belts. It's time we learn to live within our means. But the younger generations, Derry, are going to go through a heck of a difficult time making this adjustment, and I don't think it's going to be a pretty part of American history, quite frankly.
I have a letter here I received from a good listener of ours, a regular caller to the show, but he sent me this. He said, in 2001, my wife and I went to Europe. We bought euros for 81 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Now euros cost over $1.41.
They're $1.46.5 today.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. They got to $1.49 the other day.
He says gold and silver prices are soaring, but gold should be $2,000 and silver should be $150.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with the silver assessment, but I clearly agree with the gold assessment, and I'm not alone, and neither is your writer there. You have voices all over this country now that are calling for $1,000 or better gold, and in many cases, $2,500 or $2,600 gold. Now, that'd be different if those were gold guys saying that. These are people that have been anti-gold people for the last 25 years. They've all become very bullish on gold because the future of the dollar, Derry, is sealed right now. The dollar's not going to regain its status. The dollar's going to continue this slow track towards devaluation. It's the way that we'll repudiate our debt, in essence. And unfortunately, the average American, if they're not protected against it, are going to be punished. I mean, doesn't this always hold true, Derry? The politicians make the mistakes, and we, the taxpayers, pay for the cleanup. This didn't have to happen, Derry, but it has happened. And, you know, you can't keep borrowing money infinitum, and the day of redemption is drawing very, very close. And I've sat down and talked to my children about it. I have a 28-year-old daughter, as you know, and a 23-year-old daughter. They have extremely low debt right now, with the exception of their homes. And I've taught them that they cannot spend more money on a monthly basis than they bring in right now because they can't afford to be in debt. I mean, and that's what we need to be teaching future generations if we're going to turn this thing around. And it's got to start in the government, too, Derry. This nonsense about increased spending and taxation, we've got to stop spending money we don't have.
You know, it's our fault. You know, you mentioned the politicians make the mistakes and we suffer for it, but who put those politicians in office and who leaves them there?
You're right. You're absolutely right. Who do we have to... I mean, I always love talking about Dan Rostenkowski. You remember that name.
Mm-hmm, sure do.
He's a Democrat out of Chicago. This guy was one of the most corrupt politicians to ever serve. And the people of Illinois kept sending him back to Washington, D.C. They had expose after expose, investigation after investigation. They knew this guy was a rotten apple, but they kept sending him back. Look at Ted Kennedy. I mean, and they're Republicans. Look at Ted Stevens in Alaska. I mean, the king of pork. I mean, we keep doing it, and it's got the system's got to change.
The other day we were talking about how we have not only sold much of our infrastructure here in the United States, along with some of our multinational corporations, are now being bought out by Asians and even Russians, and in an instance or two, Mexicans. But we find out that we were talking about Carter giving away the Panama Canal.
Insane.
And I said, you know, that should have been considered treason and he should have been impeached. But nobody cared, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Stations, here comes your 10-second break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Craig Smith with Swiss America Trading Corporation. Over the 27 years that I've been in the hard asset business, I've never been more excited about a project that we embarked on about 8 months ago called Gold 101. We actually sat down and put together a 30-minute DVD, a visual audio presentation on gold. I've been asked thousands of questions throughout the years about gold. What type is the right type of gold to own? Where should I store it? What makes the price of gold go up and down? What are the fundamentals? Well, we actually sat down and put together a 30-minute course on gold. We go over the seven forces affecting the value of coins and gold values, like the falling U.S. dollar or real-world inflation or the growing commodity demand for gold, the rising geopolitical uncertainties that are out there, the popularity of new issues of gold like ETFs, internet trading of gold, coin collecting. We then discuss the varying types that you can be involved in gold. If you've ever thought about gold, if you own gold, if you maybe sold it and are thinking about buying it back, I want you to give me a call at 800-289-2646. 1-800-289-2646. Tell the gal that answers the phone you are listening to the Derry Brownfield Show and you'd like to get a free copy of the DVD Gold 101. It comes with a beautiful little booklet that you can follow along so you can make some notes. We've even put some space in the book for some notes. It gives you a little questionnaire in the end to ask yourself simple questions about the personal reasons why you're thinking about owning gold. A lot of people have taken this course, and at the end of it, they've said, you know, I really don't fit the average profile of a gold buyer, and you shouldn't buy gold if that's the case. So we want to take the guesswork out of something that, to a lot of people, it's very complicated. Recently, when I was on CNBC television and Fox Business television and Bloomberg television, everybody asked me, why is gold so confusing? And you know the answer was simple. It's because nobody in the media has actually taken the time to explain it to the average American. We spend all of our time on stocks and bonds and real estate. Well, we have the Gold 101 DVD running all over the country right now. But the most important place that it gets viewed is in the privacy of your home. So call us right now at 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. If you're out in the car or on the tractor, just remember 800-BUYCOIN. Or you can go to the web, SwissAmerica.com, all one word. I know Derry wants you informed. That's why we support his efforts and the Common Sense Coalition. So call us today and get your free copy of Gold 101.
You know, you mentioned that you were on Bloomberg. I don't watch Bloomberg. I guess I just haven't gotten in the habit of watching Bloomberg. But a good friend of mine called the other morning and said he was watching Bloomberg. He called me here at the office. I come in a little after 6 each morning, and in the western states, that's a little after 5, and this gentleman's up early, and he watches Bloomberg always while he's waiting for it to get daylight. And he said he was really laughing about it. He said they had a financial advisor for one of the school boards there in on Bloomberg this morning, or not this morning, but that particular morning, and he said the guy was actually crying. He said he broke down and cried because this school district, and apparently he'd made this investment, had they couldn't write checks, they couldn't get their money back, and it was a state-operated investment pool from which municipal authorities have withdrawn almost $10 billion in a couple of weeks. Are you familiar with that?
I'm not, Derry, unless it has something to do with the Divest Terror program, which we've been actively involved in for years. I know a lot of pensions are now removing funds from pensions that actually invest in countries that support terrorist activities around the world. But no, I'm not familiar with this specific story.
Okay, this crisis underscores how the upheaval in credit markets could spread to affect mainstream investors. Australia and Norway have reported similar problems. The Florida Fund aims to provide local governments with a low-risk investment option. Apparently, it wasn't too low-risk.
Right.
For surplus funds from the tax receipts. Suspended withdrawals could prevent some local authorities from accessing money needed to pay the salaries of their employees and contractors. Well, that's what happened. And apparently, the fellow that my friend watched was Wayne Blankton. I don't know if that's...
Yeah, I'm not familiar with it. But you know, Derry, the basis of this story doesn't surprise me, because you've got to keep in mind, in August when we had the subprime mess hit the headlines and all these big corporations were talking about billions of dollars of write-downs, you know, people like Morgan Stanley and Merrill Lynch and the others, all of a sudden the credit markets froze up. Now, a lot of these schools and areas of the country depend on bonds and private investment and other things to keep a lot of their programs going. And so when you have a freeze up of credit, it can really mess up the entire world. The LIBOR rate, see, we always focus on Fed fund rates and discount rates in America because that's what we can borrow or lend to the Federal Reserve at. But people forget that the LIBOR rate, which LIBOR is an acronym for London Interbank Offer Rate. It's basically the Fed fund and discount rates of Europe. Okay, most people have not been paying attention to the LIBOR rates. LIBOR rates went up, and that froze some borrowing in the European markets. Airbus, for example, said it's disastrous what's going on with the dollar against the euro and could put them out of business. Sarkozy said we could be heading for an economic war. I mean, and he's a big ally of ours now from France. Here's the point I'm trying to make. I know this is very confusing to your listeners, so I want to boil it down to the average person. We exchanged using real money for credit. Therefore, if credit gets tight, it can create a real monkey wrench in the system. We've got to go back to living within our means, Derry. I bet you 90% of the people listening to this program, especially folks that live in Missouri, they live within their means, Derry. They pay their bills. They don't spend money they don't have. They pay their taxes. They play by the rules. Those people should be rewarded, not penalized. But the way the government has it set up, those are the very people that are going to be penalized.
I'm going back to this article. It goes on and it talks about, let me see, this is MSNBC, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They go on and talk about some of these investment funds. At its peak, this Florida pool now that we were talking about, they pulled out $12 billion. There's a run on it. Anyway, but it was the largest of its kind in the United States, at one time managed $27 billion. And then it goes on to say Maine's state treasurer, the state of Maine, state treasurer accused Merrill Lynch and rating agencies of leading it into a failed commercial paper investment. Over the summer, Maine put $20 million. What's an M?
Million.
Well, I thought so, too. Okay, but that doesn't sound like a lot of money, does it, for a state?
No, but it may be a smaller fund.
Okay, over the summer, Maine put $20 million into an investment vehicle just weeks before the rating was slashed to junk. So we're seeing this happening all over the country.
Yeah, I mean, again, Derry, you know, you said it earlier. It didn't sound like a very safe investment. Most people thought America was impervious to any kind of credit downgrades. You got to remember something. This subprime mess that we have, Derry, these loans were bundled and sold to foreign countries. All of a sudden, we don't know what those loans are worth, and all of a sudden our credit has been, if you will, degraded. People are very concerned. There are no safe bets anymore, Derry. I mean, this whole idea that you can, hey, look at the Treasury bill rates, for Pete's sakes. They're a clear indication that people are willing to forego return for safety right now. I mean, the two-year Treasury is paying under 3%, Derry. Now, think about it. People are giving up return for safety. And Will Rogers once said, I'm not so concerned about the return on my money as I am about the return of my money. Well, back in 1998, 99 with the dot-com thing, nobody worried about safety because you put 10 grand in the market, it turned into 20 grand. Now, for the first time in a long time, people have to be careful where they invest their money, and that's why funds like this are going to run into problems, because you just showed it. A state put $20 million into something that, what, a few weeks later was downgraded. How come they didn't know that prior to putting the money in? Because there's not the transparency necessary, and that's why I think there's a real mess out there that could blow up any day, Derry. I really do.
You know, you mentioned that a two-year T-bill is under 3% right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you put your money in a T-bill just for 2 years. And if the dollar is losing 3% per year, you've already lost. You're going to get out 6% less money than you put in there.
You're absolutely right, Derry. You are guaranteed a loss against the depreciating dollar with time deposits right now. That's why it breaks my heart for people who are living on fixed incomes, Derry. How in the world do you live at 3-4% return on your money if you're on a fixed income? You worked hard all your life, you put that money away, now you expect it to take care of you along with your Social Security. And then gasoline prices are going up, real estate taxes are going up, health care is going up, and you wonder why people can't make ends meet. It's horrible, and it could be fixed. This is the thing that just drives me crazy. It could be fixed if the government really had a heart to fix it. And why they're not, it's beyond my comprehension. So that's why I beg people to put protections into place in your own personal portfolio so you don't have to worry about getting hurt in this whole crisis.
Why the government won't fix us, fix the problem?
I don't know.
Craig, I am totally one of those weirdos that think, hey, they're doing this on purpose. This is part of the SPP. This is part of the world governance that's coming up on us if we don't get it stopped. And I think they're driving the dollar down so they can bring the Amero in.
Well, you may be well right, Derry, because, you know, for years you and I have talked about this, and I just didn't want to believe people could be that nefarious, that evil. But, Derry, it's kind of hard to ignore it anymore. I mean, we're already at parity with the Canadian dollar. It's a little bit higher than our dollar now. We're at 10 pesos to the dollar. Heck, we're moving towards parity with the cotton-picking peso, Lord help us. Okay, so you may be well right, Derry, and the only way you can protect against that is not to be part of the system with all your money. You need to have a small portion of your money out of the system to protect you, and that's why gold, and I know this sounds like a commercial for Swiss, but that's why people are calling for $2,000 an ounce gold, because people know when this stuff is this crazy, people will move to gold, and that's why gold's gone from 285 to 800 bucks an ounce, and soon will go higher, Derry.
Now, I've been watching this gold price fluctuate regularly.
Mm-hmm.
It goes up $100 an ounce, and then it comes down $50, $60, $70 an ounce. Then it goes up another $100. Is this thing controlled just so somebody can hedge their bets on this thing?
No, I really don't. I think actually the money players, you know, through the gold antitrust action that we're trying to control the shots have lost control, Derry. There's no way now because there's too much money moving around looking for safety. Gold got up to $839 and it came all the way back down to $780. It came right back up today. It's back over $804 an ounce. Derry, and again, I know it sounds self-serving. People are going to think this is a commercial. I don't mean it this way, but it's the truth. We have, do you know, Derry, we had the largest month in the history of the company last month?
Well, I don't doubt it.
Okay, I mean, if I told you the number, it would stagger you, Derry. I mean, we couldn't even keep up. I had to take the day after Thanksgiving off just to give my people a rest. I mean, we're taking off the day before Christmas. We had to extend weekends. I mean, it's unbelievable. And what's amazing, Derry, is we're getting a lot of foreign buying. It's not just Americans right now. I mean, and so, you know, people can think what they want about, you know, what my motives are. People are starting to worry about the future, and you will never see, and I'll go on the record here, Derry, you'll never see $700 an ounce gold again. It won't happen in our lifetime, Derry. You got to remember, in 79-80, it shot up to 850 and came right back down. This time it's taken 7 years to go from $265 to $800. It's built a base all along the way. Higher gold prices are here to stay. And all I can tell your listeners, if you ever thought about gold, if you don't do it today, you're just going to pay more for it tomorrow.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. George in Florida. Hi, George. You're on the air.
Good morning, Gary. I just want to know, is it legal to transfer some of your 401k and or IRA investments and put in gold and silver as an investment?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you brought that up. The government allowed that several years ago. In the case of an IRA, you can put American gold or silver eagles. In the case of a 401k, especially a self-directed program, you can even add numismatic coins. At our offices, if you just call us 800-289-2646, they will send you out a packet that will show you all your options on being able to do that. And you know, Derry, I'm glad he brought it up because that is one of the largest parts of our business right now because people, you know, their money's in a 401k or an IRA. It's stuck there. They can't do anything. There's not, you know, they don't have much flexibility. They can't get to it without huge penalties. But they can convert a portion of it over to gold, which doesn't cost them anything out of their pocket. And then at least they know if it's stuck there for 10, 20 years, it's protected. And people forget this, Derry. What has always been the traditional hedges against inflation? Gold and real estate, right, Derry? Well, what's happened with real estate right now? Real estate is dropping. This is the first time in a long time that inflation's been running up, and real estate's been going the other direction because of the subprime mess and people that bought homes that couldn't afford them, so on and so forth. That's why you've seen such a huge amount of money go to gold. But, Derry, if you look at the numbers, the public is starting to come to the party, but they haven't got here full bore yet. Once the whole public comes to this party, if you will, then it's going to be too late. Then you'll see gold well over $1,000, $1,500 an ounce. And at that point, we'll probably be telling people to back off until we see where it goes.
You know, you mentioned real estate has been dropping, but not all real estate has been dropping. Rural land is skyrocketing the way I see it.
Yeah, that's true. And that's a good point, Derry. I should have said residential real estate.
Right.
In certain, especially certain areas like Miami, Phoenix, Las Vegas, that were overbuilt, are in huge problems. But you're absolutely right. We have areas of commercial real estate in Phoenix that have actually gone up 7% last year. So that's a good distinction. I'm glad you brought
that
up.
Yeah, farmland's gone up more than any 7%. It's gone up like 10, 15, 20% in the last year or two.
Yeah, I noticed that up at my ranch in Northern California, especially any flat ground dairy that you can grow on has gone up tremendously.
Now, you mentioned a while ago that foreigners are buying gold.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any problem shipping gold overseas?
No, just as long as it's with the country that we deal with. I mean, I obviously can't ship gold to North Korea. I can't ship gold to Iran because we have trade sanctions against them. I can't ship gold to Cuba, but I can to China. I can to Switzerland. I can to England and pretty much any country that we trade with.
How do you ship gold?
You can ship it either registered, insured, U.S. Postal. You can also do it DHL or Federal Express. We now have a policy through the North American Collectibles Association, an insurance policy, where we can actually use private carriers like FedEx, DHL, and UPS to ship anywhere in the world that they deliver.
Okay, let's take the final break of the hour. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale this coming Monday. That's December the 10th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, here are some of the early consignments. Clifford Brown is going to be in with a string of 120 fancy Charolais limousine cross black calves. And these calves have had both rounds of their vaccinations, and they weigh somewhere from 350 to 650 pounds. David Riddle has consigned a 40-head string of black and black baldy calves weighing from 450 up to 600 pounds. The Riddle calves have been weaned, and they've received two rounds of shots. Tim Blanchard is selling a 40-head string of fancy black and black baldy calves weighing in the 550 range. They also have had their rounds of shots. And Donald Derkey has consigned 25 fancy calves, mostly black and black baldies with a few red white face. They've had a round of shots also. Now, these are just a few of the early consignments for the special calf and yearling sale coming up this Monday, December the 10th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Friends, it's no longer acceptable to sit by and hand over your property to just any bureaucrat who thinks they have more rights to your property than you do. But what's the answer? Well, here's Paragon Foundation's Executive Director, G.B. Oliver.
What we're trying to do, Derry, is we've talked about the things that we're involved in here, but we teach people how to hold their local elected officials accountable. And what happens to you is we've talked that the federal government has no jurisdiction and no authority over you, but they come in and through grants to your state, as grants to your county officials or your sheriff's department and everything, they usurp that power from those people, because when they sign and they take that money, all of a sudden they've relinquished their authority and they've given it to these federal entities. So what we're going to teach people is, how do you hold that local elected official accountable, whether it's sheriff, your county commissioner, or whoever it is?
Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org. And we have returned. We're in the home stretch here, Craig. I have it's a flyer, slick paper, looks nice. And they're talking about how you can get these new certified brilliant uncirculated coins right directly from the United States Mint. Mm-hmm. On November the 15th, 2007, the U.S. Mint issued the new James Madison Presidential Dollars, fourth coin to be. Are these things worth anything? What are they made out of?
Yeah, the Presidential Dollars are nice keepsakes, Terry, but I wouldn't look at them as an investment. I mean, they're just, you know, they're, as I said, they're a commemorative type of coin. They are legal tender, but it's not something that I would suggest from an investment standpoint.
By legal tender, what do you mean?
Well, they have a dollar face value on them. They're actually a dollar.
Oh, they really are.
They're actually $1, you bet. And
so if you had 50 of them, you could fill your gas tank.
Yeah, well, it depends. I guess if you had a Honda, you could. You know, but Derry, before we run out of time, and I think this is important, I think that your listeners need to understand that there are alternatives. And that's why I said this during the commercial. This project that we did called Gold 101, this DVD is such an incredible DVD. I just wish I could get every one of your listeners to, it's free. It doesn't cost them anything. There's no obligation. But if they call us at 800-289-2646, you know, it's the 800-BUYCOIN. Call, get a copy of the DVD. Nobody's going to bug you. But you've got to understand why this is so essential right now and why people by the thousands are flocking to this dairy, because it represents safety and liquidity. And I think that's going to be an important function going forward here, Derry. I really do.
Do you, let me see, I had it here a second ago and now I've lost it. Come on, Brownfield.
You're like me. But, you know, I like the beginning of the program. You said that that a man's gullible when he believes them. You know,
yeah.
Well, I like the fact that you listen to Beth. You're not only gullible, but you're a wise man. Okay? Because a wise man listens to the person that basically your Beth is like my Bronwyn. I mean, I don't know what I'd do by myself.
Well, she lost my coffee cup today, for whatever that's worth.
Well, she just you probably misplaced it, but she didn't find it, so that's the same thing as her losing it.
No, she lost it. She took it, was going to fill it, and then bring it back. Anyway, I was going to ask you, do you know what an SIV is, a structured investment vehicle? That's it. The question and answer of the day. Question of the day.
Yeah, I mean, I do, but to try and explain it to you on the air in probably the minute and a half we have left, I'd make a complete moron out of myself.
Okay, well, I just wondered. But you see all of these things that I've never heard of them before. And when I see this stuff, I usually market Craig Smith and throw it in the box so that when I do get you on the air. But I should have asked ahead of time, but I don't know whether you and I, the average American wouldn't care anyway, would they?
No,
or would
they? And here's the thing to remember. If it comes in a slick thing like that and it comes into you in the mail unsolicited, it's a good marketing piece, probably makes a nice little keepsake, but good marketing generally doesn't represent good investment.
This came from MSNBC. It's all part of that article that I talked about earlier. Where are these
structured investment vehicles can be in a number of different areas. You can be in stocks, can be in debts, it could be in derivatives. I mean, there's a number of different structured investment vehicles that are out there.
Ken, going back to gold going overseas, do they have companies like yours overseas that also sell gold?
Oh, yes. Almost every bank in Europe has a coin division, has a bullion division. See, the only people that don't see gold as money, Derry, are Federal Reserve bankers. Even the European central bankers see gold as money. All Europeans see gold as money because they've been through a war. They know what it's like to have bombs dropping in their backyard, and they understand the safety that's involved with gold. We're the only nation that doesn't embrace gold the way that the rest of the world does.
Okay, and we are now officially out of time. Craig, it's always a pleasure to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition, and may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy Trails.